Thank you. Is it the sound of silence? Wonderful. No more loud generator. And now you, when the generator goes quiet, you don't have to think you've lost power. You know that the power is continuing. Start to acknowledge the Elders of Tokelau, the Uru and the Council for the ongoing government of Tokelau, the delegates, the General Whanau, the delegations, the Pakaoho and the Kumono, the people of Atafu, the children of Atafu, who I think also represent the children of Tokelau this afternoon, and the future of Tokelau. The Power Smart representatives who are here today and their team. Today, I think, is a testament to the hard work of many. For me, what is remarkable about this project that I think that we should all celebrate is that this is Tokelau's project. The idea for this project came from Tokelau. The determination to make it happen came from Tokelau. The construction is the work of Tokelau. And I should say, Power Smart's assistance. New Zealand's contribution has simply been to provide the loan to pay for the capital to make it happen. But it was all Tokelau's vision, determination and hard work, which we're here to celebrate today. The impact of climate change on low-lying atolls is already being felt. You live it and see it around you. Some would say that we're experiencing it today in the heat. You know that you're dependent on action by others in the rest of the world to reverse or slow the impacts of climate change. You also know that your emissions are tiny. But I think that what is impressive is that you haven't shirked from your duty to act. By building this plant, you're sending a message to the rest of the world. While the rest of the world sits around in meetings and discusses mitigation and adaptation strategies, Tokelau has acted. And by doing this, Tokelau is sending a statement that the rest of the world, I know, is sitting up and noticing. Today we're celebrating the fact that Tokelau from today is the first nation in the world to be virtually entirely dependent on renewable energy for its electricity. And that is a magnificent achievement. But I know that there is still more work for Tokelau to do, and it is work that your leaders are undertaking. It is less glamorous, but it is equally as important. Again, I think Tokelau should be proud of its actions in reducing demand for electricity and managing demand. The introduction of the metering systems, the focus on energy efficiency appliances, and the prevention of bringing into Tokelau appliances that are hungry consumers of energy are, I think, major achievements which Tokelau should also be proud of. Finish the day by just acknowledging that Tokelau has shown its willingness to show leadership through this project. This demonstration of leadership has been widely recognised. The people of Tokelau should be proud of this plant, this project, and the statement they are sending to the rest of the world. Thank you, and God bless.